Rain has lowered airborne pollen to the moderate range for now, but allergen counts, including mold, will be higher than average through the fall. Associate Professor Azriani Chu of the Medical College of Wisconsin says this year may be worse because flooding caused higher weed growth in some areas. Dry weather then helped release pollen into the air. Standing water and damp conditions will also mean more mold in flooded areas. However, Chu says the higher than average pollen and mold counts will be similar throughout the state.
Especially because it's not specifically one person's home in the surrounding area directly around them that's going to impact them for the pollen. It really is kind of a regional area because all the pollen and even the mold spores can be blown in through the wind.
Chu says the first frost will mean the beginning of the end for allergy sufferers, but that may not be until early November. Nisa Lovendahl, Wisconsin Public Radio.